Hi, I'm Melissa Idris. Welcome to The Future is Female, the show where we find the extraordinary in every woman. Now, tonight on the show, we're going to be looking at cleaning and household chores, which I feel is gender equality's final frontier, and it literally hits close to home. Joining me on the show tonight, I have Mariza Mustafa, COO of Made Easy, which is an online platform to hire part-time cleaners. Mariza, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
So do you agree with that, that gender equality in care work in the household, is really quite the kind of final frontier in ensuring there is equality? So often in households, we see that care work is left, or the women carry the heavy burden of care work in households. Is that something that you've observed?
Quite true. However, in Made Easy, we try to propose gender equality by having men as cleaners as well.
Right.
So it's not just women who are accustomed to this kind of work, but men as well are invited, and they can do much better than women too.
That's true. Okay. Mm. All right. So we'll rewind a little bit. We'll talk about the cleaners that you have. So Made Easy, was I accurate in describing the company as an online platform?
Yes, correct.
For
correct.
Hiring part-time
yes.
cleaners,
yes.
right? And how did you start it? You started it 5 years ago with your husband.
Yes, correct. We just had a baby at that time, and fortunately, I sold my previous company, so I had time off from work to take care of my daughter. But it's very hectic, you know, to have a baby and then manage the home, and then I was dabbling into a few new things as well. You know, I wanted to try be an angel investor as well at the time.
Okay.
So, but I was really bad at it. But we tried foreign maids, and so within 2 years I had three. Can you imagine?
Okay.
Yeah.
And these were live-in domestic help?
Yes, okay. Lived-in domestic help. So I understand where they're coming from, because they're far away from familiarity, from their homeland and all that, you know, and then coming into somebody's home. And some of them also felt away from their own children, and they have to come thousands of miles, you know, to take care of other people's children.
Right.
So I do understand the turmoil that they are going through. So I decided, yeah, why not we just try part-time cleaner? After all, I'm not working anyway. So I just take care of my daughter myself.
So at that time, 5 years ago, was it difficult to get part-time cleaners to find domestic help that wasn't, you know, full-time live-in domestic help?
Yeah, as you know, Made Easy hires 100% Malaysians.
Okay.
So it wasn't really accepted. They find the job demeaning, undignified, you know, dangerous and stuff like that. So I did very, very hard work and PR to change the perception of of cleaning work, you know, to be accepted. Like if you go overseas, because I used to study in the UK, so I mean, I worked myself as a cleaner as well, right?
So I have also had housekeeping jobs as well.
Yeah. So that is no big deal. But they come in proper attire. They have their health and safety standards. Their SOPs, you know. So the job is different in a way that is dignified. It takes care of the person who's doing it, right? And so they are not expected to do dangerous things like climbing without a ladder on the grill or something like that, or in a condo. You know, that's very dangerous and very demeaning for the person as well.
You're right. Mm. You're absolutely right. Okay, so talk to me a little bit about, you mentioned that it's fully, you employ all Malaysians.
Yes, correct.
Was that a conscious decision? Why not? Why have that criteria? Why not open it up to regardless of nationality?
Right. It was a practical decision, because we didn't want to go through the customs as well, and
immigration.
Immigration. Okay. We wanted to give the cleaners the freedom for them to go to the customer's house. You know, otherwise, there is another abstraction layer that we have to provide, which is the transport, right? The logistics. So I had to, on top of having the app and the operations team, I have to have dozens of vans to go around KL and Selangor.
Okay.
So that wasn't part of the plan.
Right.
So we used Malaysians at first. It was a practical decision, but eventually it became a good decision.
Okay. And so this kind of came along at the, you know, the advent of the pickup of the gig economy.
Right,
so it was
right.
kind of modeled mm-hmm. after mm-hmm. that the e-hailing services,
yes, correct,
right?
Correct,
so
right.
you can, it's about supply and demand.
Yes,
so part-time
correct,
cleaners
right.
can offer their services and
yeah.
then clients can
yep.
opt yep. to hire them yep. as contractors,
yep.
is that
yep.
right?
Yep.
Okay.
So Made Easy comes in as an intermediary, a platform.
Okay.
that solves the inefficiency between supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
So we find the customers for the cleaners as well. And the cleaners, they are our gig workers. However, I have made the conscious decision to provide them certain feel of security. For
uh-huh.
example, for every job that they take, they have an insurance as well, and they have the right, because when they look at the app about the jobs and they get to see the name and also the location
right.
of the customer.
So they are in
yep.
full control
yes.
of picking what jobs, when
yes.
and who and
correct.
Where?
Yep.
Okay.
Correct. Yep.
So you've given them that flexibility.
Yes,
okay.
correct.
You know, there's also a lot of concern about
mm-hmm.
exploitation in the gig economy,
mm-hmm.
the gig economy workers.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that Made Easy is concerned about?
Yes, of course. We are concerned about that. However, I worked with MDEC, with the e-risky program. I think they've done a brilliant job in getting gig platforms on board,
mm.
you know, talking, having this discussion, this dialogue with KWSP, Perkeso and the Personal Protection Act, you know, we talk about that and how do we protect our gig workers as well, how do we protect our customers.
Mm.
So in the end of the day, we want this job to be a dignified job and becoming gig as an option to control the time and the income of the person doing the job. Because when I study my cleaners, we call them cleaning crew, right?
I call them
cleaning crew.
Because I wasn't sure, I was wondering whether you refer to them as contractors or
yeah.
so cleaning crew. Okay.
Cleaning crew, I call them crew. So when we do a study on the crew, they actually have to manage a lot of things, like they have to take care of their parents and they have special needs children. So they need that time, that flexibility to attend to those issues as well.
Mm.
So the gig model actually fits them better than a full-time job.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break, but I want to come back and talk a little bit about your cleaning crew, how
right.
you vet them, how you train them.
Right, right.
So let's continue this conversation after this in just a few minutes. Stay tuned to The Future's Female. Hi, welcome back to The Future's Female. I'm Melissa Idris and I'm chatting tonight to Mariza Mustafa, the co-founder of Made Easy, an online platform to hire part-time cleaners. We're going to tackle a little bit about the issue of gender equality in kind of care work and household cleaning, because you mentioned a bit earlier that a lot of your cleaning crew are male, are
yes,
men.
Correct.
So
yes.
which is surprising to me, because I had the assumption that men may not be so attracted to
mm.
working in this
mm.
area, but you've completely busted
yeah.
that myth, that misperception
yeah,
for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, they are looking for work that provides them a livable income, you know, stable income as well. I don't think they feel emasculated by the job. You know,
mm.
they feel less of a man if they do cleaning. I don't feel that way at all with my male crew. So it's a suitable for job for them, because it's a physical job as well.
Right.
So they have the physical body to carry, you know, to move sofa, not carry sofa, to move sofa, to move the carpet, you know, sweep under the carpet, sweep under the sofa. So they have that kind of physical strength compared to women.
Mm.
And what I find out is our top cleaners are usually men,
mm.
because they come to training without any preconception. Because women, they say, oh, I do this at home, and then, you know, this is how I clean,
right.
so I don't really have to work. I don't really have to learn how to clean their way, the Made Easy way. But when the men comes into our training center, they say, okay, they come in as a student. Okay, this is how you do it. Okay, then I'm willing to learn this.
Are most of the cleaning crew younger age bracket? Are they mostly students working part-time?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so university students looking for extra work, working the gig economy, Made Easy an option?
I would say University students come about what 30%. The rest are in between jobs, okay. or they're doing this part time, some are doing this full time. Quite comfortable doing it full time as well.
Okay, so the company is relatively young. Can I ask you how it was trying to recruit cleaning crew? Because maybe there is a perception out there that, you know, university students, that they may see this as menial tasks, menial jobs. Cleaning is, there's a perception that it's not for locals, it's for foreigners. It's a lower end job, part of the 3D type jobs, right?
Of course, it's not only the students that feel that way. I mean, the adults as well feel that way. Mm. However, I mean, when push comes to shove, that you have to find your way in making some extra income. You know, I mean, I do really have to give them some credit for not wanting to burden their parents and giving extra money for allowances, things like that. So they do come to Made Easy doing the part-time work in between the intervals of their classes or something like that, you know. It's a good model for them, because they can work whenever they don't have classes, whenever they don't have assignments to do.
Is there a vetting process, or is it kind of left up to the market, like, you know, client reviews, or they drop out of the system? Do you have a vetting process for whom you take on board as cleaning crew?
Yes, of course we have a vetting process. We do 3 steps of onboarding to Made Easy. So we have the interview, the briefing, and the training. So during the interview, we see if they are, you know, susceptible in listening to instructions,
okay.
right? And as well as have certain social decorum when they are meeting people, you know, something to do with communication.
Because you're entering somebody's household,
yes,
right?
Yes,
are a stranger, essentially,
yes.
invited in
yes.
for six hours or so on to be part of somebody's house for that time.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. So they must address the house owner correctly. They mustn't intrude into their personal issues, you know, things like that we teach them during our training as well. So if we feel that they fit the certain profile of a Made Easy cleaner, then they're accepted to become a Made Easy cleaner. Otherwise, we do fail people okay. as well.
Right, exactly. But it goes both ways, right? So
yeah.
it goes that you have to have, say, trained cleaning crew, but you also have to train your clients to treat them, treat the workers well. Have you had any challenges within that experience of making sure that clients treat your staff, your cleaning crew, in the right way, not to exploit them? You mentioned climbing up dangerous stairs, probably
yeah,
to like clean, dust
yeah,
the fans
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when they come to the client customer's house, they usually have a piece of paper, right? That paper is our service card. So for a typical 4-hour session, what we present them in the card. So we say in the 4-hour session, you do 3 bedrooms, 1 kitchen, 3 bathrooms, and the living room and the dining room.
Oh, so it's specified,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's specified.
Okay.
So we do this, and we also don't do this, right?
Okay.
So if they
so
ask
there are limitations.
Yes, there
okay.
are limitations. We have to manage the expectations of our customers. Mm. That's why we developed the SOP of Made Easy's cleaning crew. So not only they can perform good service, as well as also managing the customers' expectations.
Yes.
That say, okay, this is dangerous for the cleaning crew to do. I mean, like climbing the grill or something without a ladder, right? Mm-hmm. That's dangerous. So they have the right to refuse that if that request.
So they know their rights.
Yes,
the
they
cleaning
know they
crew
have,
know
yes,
their rights.
Exactly.
Because you know, if you remember, Marisa, there have been a few cases. I think in previous years of employers who don't respect domestic workers' rights. You know, they over-exploitation, there's no rest days, asking them to do multiple things, wash the car, bring to the commercial premises. But that's not the issue with a part-time cleaner, because again, there is a contract, so to
right,
speak.
Right,
okay.
right. Yeah, that's correct. We wanted to, when we when we built Made Easy, we had a bigger mission, of course, you know.
What was the mission?
The bigger mission is to bring dignity to this job, to this cleaning job. Because I have seen how cleaners are treated, how maids are treated.
Yes.
You know, they are treated like slaves,
exactly.
Right? You know, sometimes they are, you know, cramped in the storeroom, you know, not having proper room for them to sleep,
yes.
Or eating scraps from the table. I've heard those stories before.
So
I mean, when we develop Made Easy, we have developed the SOP, the certain customers' expectations, customers' declaration, and then as well as having this conversation with certain government agencies that asking them, how do we provide a safety net for the cleaning crew?
I love that, bringing dignity back to, you know, cleaning jobs.
Yep.
Wonderful. We're going to take another quick break and continue this conversation. Stay tuned to The Future is Female. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Future is Female. I'm Melissa Idris. I'm speaking to Mariza Mustafa from Made Easy. She is the COO and also the co-founder. Made Easy is an online platform for part-time cleaners. We were just talking a little bit about how, you know, to protect your workers. You said wonderfully to bring dignity back to cleaning jobs. I really want to talk about the gender equality of care work in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to hear that many of your cleaning crew are male. I hope that they bring back that, you know, same spirit when they go home to their households and contribute to their households in kind of sharing the burden of cleaning work.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I've noticed, and I too am a Made Easy user, is that women have a difficult time in asking for help sometimes, particularly because we feel that this is our burden to shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
We feel that perhaps cleaning the house is our duty, and maybe that comes from, you know, years and decades of conditioning, social conditioning. But has that been the case when you're trying to convince your clients to opt for help, to opt for cleaning help? Has that been something that you've had to address, particularly with women?
Well, I think times have changed. Definitely, I am perhaps a second generation after Merdeka or something like that. I don't really see cleaning as necessarily my job. You know, I think a lot of our customers feel the same way.
Right.
Because when you have cleaning done by someone else, the burden of cleaning the home is lifted, and you can spend more time with your family, with your hobbies, with your passion, and that relieves the stress.
Right.
Especially I know this because I'm married, so I feel that when someone else manages the home, you know, then of course I would feel less tired.
Yes,
you know, I wouldn't
free up time,
yeah.
Right? You free up time, yeah, as you said, to spend with family, quality time, to perhaps even take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, though, that, you know, that there is a sense of shame. Perhaps it's from another generation.
Mm-hmm.
There is a sense of shame in having to ask for help to clean your own house. And I've noticed people say this, that, you know, I clean the house before the maid gets here, or I you know, don't want to tell my parents that I've hired a part-time cleaner to come and help me. It's almost as if women feel, particularly women, feel that they failed in some way by having someone come in to clean the house.
Well, I would say that would be my parents' generation.
Yeah, another generation.
But
I'm hoping that it's changed.
Yeah, it's another generation, because as you can see, like our generation, a lot of the women are working.
Mm-hmm.
So it's impossible to become a superwoman, you know, cleaning the house, managing the house and having a career and managing the kids. I mean, that's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do all that. So it's okay to leave some of the management of the household to someone else.
Right.
It's totally fine. I think a lot of our customers feel the same way, right?
So and you don't have to clean your house before the help gets there.
Yeah, for sure.
It's okay to have, you know, a messy house. I think nobody's expecting us to be perfect. Can I ask you a little bit about how you've had to deal with the COVID pandemic and the MCO? Because I know that with everything under lockdown, I mean, you know, of course, your cleaning crew aren't able to go into people's houses. Has now that we've kind of slowly opened up the economy once again, has there been a pickup again, or are people still apprehensive about having someone, someone else, a stranger, come into the house?
Well, during the MCO, we weren't operating at all, so it was almost zero. However, when on the 1st May, Tan Sri Muhyiddin announced that some sectors are open, we rushed back, operations rushed back to work. I wrote a blog post, reminded our customers, and then called back our cleaners, our cleaning crew to come back to work. So demand has been picking up, crew are coming back. However, there is apprehension from them because they are afraid to go to someone else's house, and then other people are afraid to get let a stranger in. But it's slowly picking up. I think because a bulk of our cleaning sessions are recurring, that means customers that subscribe to our service on a weekly basis, and things like that. So they are familiar with the cleaner. So I think they trust them, that they won't endanger the household with COVID
okay.
Or
so
something.
So there is a sense of familiarity already. How do you ensure that the cleaning crew remain with the platform, with Made Easy, and not kind of bypass this platform and deal directly with the clients, and vice versa, right? I mean, clients don't necessarily have to go through Made Easy if they've already they have a bond, so to speak, with the cleaning crew.
I agree with you that could be a problem, but it's a natural occurrence with platform like us. For the cleaners who feel that they want to be part of Made Easy, because it's not all the time they can commit to that certain date or certain time. Sometimes they can't. So from their app, if they cannot make it for that session, they just say, I'm cancelled, and then it goes straight to Made Easy's alert, and then our customer support will find a replacement cleaner for that household for that week or for that day.
So you don't actually miss your session appointment.
Yes. So they do find value in this kind of intervention or this kind of extra service for the cleaners as well for the customers.
So what's next for Made Easy? It sounds like, you know, you're picking up once again after MCO, and what's next for it?
What's next is we are going to develop our new app. So our new app will have enhanced services. So it's more than cleaning. So we want to replace that maid that you have in your house with Made Easy. So Made Easy can do your laundry, Made Easy can do your cleaning, you know, and more than that as well. So that's in the plan, in the pipeline.
So the idea is to outsource all the household chores
to Made
quality
Easy.
Time for your family and for the things that you love in life.
Yes,
wonderful.
Correct.
Thank you so much, Marisa. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for joining me on the
too.
Show.
Yeah.
All right, that's all the time we have for this episode of The Future is Female. I will be back next week for another episode. I'll catch you then. Thank you so much for watching, and good night.